Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right in the DNA of retro rave, jungle and rag-leaning drum and bass. We're making a chopped vocal edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is not just to make a vocal sound cool, the goal is to make it function like part of the track. So think of this as a vocal tool, not a vocal performance. It should punch, answer the drums, support the drop, and carry attitude without getting in the way of the kick, snare, or sub. That's the mindset. Start by finding a vocal phrase with real character, raga, MC style, dancehall energy, anything with strong consonants and a clear cadence will work best. You want something that already has personality in the first split second. If the source is too smooth or too sung out, it can be harder to turn into something that feels sharp and rhythmic. A short phrase, 1 to 2 bars long, is ideal, but even a single word can work if the attack is strong enough. Bring the sample into an audio track in Ableton and warp it to your project tempo, if needed. Trim any silence so the clip starts tightly. If the sample is a little uneven, use clip gain first to even out the level before you start processing it. That small bit of housekeeping makes everything that comes after easier. Now decide what job the vocal is going to do. This matters more than people think. Is it a hook that comes back every 8 or 16 bars? Or is it a utility phrase that only appears in transitions and fills? If you blur those roles, the edit often ends up busy and unfocused. For a retro rave edit, I'd usually treat it as a rhythmic hook first, then build variation around that. Once the sample is in place, lock it to the groove. In D&B, the vocal can either sit in tight straight 1/8 or 1/16 movement, or it can have a looser chant feel. For a chopped raga cut, the tighter rhythmic option usually works best. That's because the drums are already moving fast, and if the vocal is too loose, it can feel like it's dragging behind the break. What to listen for here? The vocal should already feel alive against the grid. If it sounds late, awkward, or detached, fix the slice timing before you start adding effects. Rhythm first, tone second. Now slice it up. You can use Ableton's sliced new MIDI track, or you can manually chop the audio and work directly in arrangement view. Keep the useful parts, a couple of short attack slices, a body syllable or two, maybe one tail or crowd fragment, and one accent hit if the sample has it. Then map those slices so you can play them like percussion. That's the big shift. You are not treating the vocal like a singer anymore. You're treating it like a drum part with language. Put the hits where they can answer the snare. A very effective move is to place a vocal chop just before or just after the backbeat, so it pushes into the snare or bounces away from it. Try a phrase that lands on the offbeat, and then answers again just before the next strong drum hit. Why this works in D&B is simple. The drum pattern already has a lot of detail, so the vocal needs to either lock tightly to the rhythm or sit in a very deliberate pocket. Half-loose phrasing usually just sounds unsure. Before you do any destructive editing, duplicate the clip. Keep a clean version saved. That gives you room to experiment without losing the original feel. Now let's build the processing chain. A solid stock Ableton setup would be EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and auto filter. That gives you cleanup, bite, control, and movement. Start with EQ. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz if there's rumble or low junk in the sample. If the vocal is boxy, pull a little out around 300 to 600 Hz. If there's harshness, gently dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz range. Don't overdo it. The point is to keep the vocal clear and focused, not thin. Then add saturator. A few decibels of drive is often enough. The job here is to sharpen the consonants and bring the vocal forward. On a raga cut, those consonants are part of the groove. If the T, K, R, and S sounds stop reading clearly, the edit loses its bite. After that, use a compressor or glue compressor to tame peaks. You only want a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to keep the chopped hit stable when they come in fast. This helps the vocal stay consistent and punchy. Finish with auto filter so you can move the tone over time. A low pass or band pass sweep is perfect for intros and build-ups. A darker cut with the filter partially closed can sound really powerful in a retro rave or jungle context. Don't chase full brightness the whole time. Sometimes a slightly restrained, darker tone feels much more dangerous. What to listen for now? If the vocal starts sounding flat, the problem is usually not that it needs more processing. Usually, the rhythm has lost its shape, so fix the chop pattern before you pile on extra effects. Next, place the vocal in the drum and bass context. Loop your drums and bass together, then test the vocal as a snare answer, an offbeat stutter, or a pickup into the next bar. A really strong move is a two-bar call and response. One bar gives you the main hook, The next bar gives you a variation or a tighter response that keeps the phrase musical and stops it from becoming a static loop. Always test it with the bass active, not just with drums. A vocal can feel amazing in isolation and still crowd the low mid range once the bass line enters. If that happens, trim a little more from the vocal around 150 to 500 Hz, or move the chop slightly so it isn't stepping on the kick and sub. For space, keep it controlled. Ragga edits usually work better with club-style echo than with big glossy reverb. Use echo or reverb sparingly, preferably on a return track. Short feedback, filtered repeats, short decay, and rolled off low end will give you atmosphere without washing out the groove. A good starting point is a delay time of 1/8 or dotted 1/8 for a bit of rave bounce, or 1/16 if you want tighter chatter. For reverb, keep the decay short and cut the lows hard. What to listen for here? The vocal should still feel like a rhythmic accent, not a smeared cloud. If the echo is cluttering the snare, shorten the feedback before you turn the send down. That keeps the character but cleans up the mix. Now make a creative decision. Do you want a cleaner retro rave chop or a dirtier dubwise tear up? The cleaner version stays brighter, tighter, and more readable. The dirtier version uses more saturation, darker filtering, and a slightly more worn-in feel. If your drums and bass are already busy, the cleaner route may keep the mix more readable. If the tune is more stripped back, the dirtier route can add menace and identity. This is a real DNB choice, by the way. It's not just taste. The denser the arrangement, the more disciplined the vocal has to be. Once the pattern works, commit it to audio. Print the best version. This is the point where you stop thinking of it as a sketch and start treating it like an actual record element. Printing lets you trim tails, reverse tiny fragments, and create alternate versions fast. It also keeps your session lighter and makes arrangement decisions easier. After printing, build variations. Keep one main hook, one stripped version, one fill version, and maybe one reversed or echoed pickup. That gives you options for the intro, the drop, the switch up, and the second drop without rebuilding the whole thing every time. Now shape the arrangement. In the intro, maybe you only let a filtered fragment or a couple of words through. As you move toward the drop, bring in the full chopped hook. In the first drop, keep the main rhythmic version dry and clear. Then for the second drop, switch things up. You can tighten the rhythm, darken the filter, add a slightly dirtier print, or remove every second hit so the phrase feels new. That's one of the most important ideas in this lesson. The vocal should evolve with the tune. It shouldn't just sit there repeating. In club music, especially DNB, the vocal can act like a section marker. It helps people hear the progression, not just the loop. Don't forget to check mono compatibility. If you've widened the vocal too much with effects, it can get facey or disappear in mono. Keep the dry chop centered. Let the width live mostly in the echo and reverb returns. That keeps the core hit strong on club systems and protects the kick and snare lane. And here's a simple but powerful check. Mute the bass first and listen only to the vocal against the drums. If the snare relationship feels good there, you're on the right path. Then bring the bass back in and see if the vocal still leaves the low mid lane open. That two-step test tells you a lot faster than soloing the sample endlessly. If the edit still feels too polite, don't instantly add more effects. Try shorter note lengths. Move one hit a little earlier. Remove one slice per bar, or trim a bit more around 250 to 500 Hz. In DNB, arrangement density is often the real problem, not tone. A great ragga cut should feel blunt, rhythmic, and a little rude. It should have attitude. It should feel like it's punching through the groove, not explaining itself. So to wrap it up, start with a vocal that has real consonant energy, slice it into playable chunks, make it answer the drums, clean it up with EQ and compression, add controlled saturation and filtered space, and then print the best version so you can arrange it properly. Keep the dry vocal centered, keep the low end clean, and let the movement come from rhythm first. Now do the practice. Build a 4-bar ragga cut over a DNB drum loop and bass line using one vocal sample, only stock Ableton devices, and just 3 core processes: cleaning, distortion, and space. Make it work as a 2-bar call and response. Print one version to audio and create one main hook, one variation, and one transition fill. If you can still hear the snare clearly, the sub stays solid, and the vocal makes the section feel more dangerous instead of more crowded, you've nailed it. That's the sound. That's the vibe. Now go make it hit.